Blackstone Audio presents The Ancient Minstrel, Novellas, by Jim Harrison. This book is read by Mark Bramhall, Exe Sands, and Keith Sarabica.
Author's Note. Some years ago, when I was verging on 60 years and feeling poignantly the threat of death, I actually said to myself, "Time to write a memoir." So I did. Time told another story, and over 15 years later I'm still not dead. A fine surprise for a poet who presumed he'd die young in a pile on the house floor, or perhaps near the usual fountain in Rome, or withering to nothing in a garret in Paris, torturously located above a bistro so I could smell food I couldn't afford to buy. I choke on a fishbone I found in the garbage, and the violent coughing and hemorrhaging kills me by dawn, still sprawled in the alley after a night of chilly rain. The shivering likely kept me alive for the night. A lovely jogger in green shorts discovers me and stands above my head, leaning over and looking for life signs, of which there are none, except a flickering right eye. The left eye was blind since childhood. It occurs to me that, looking up at her winsome crotch, I was born and am dying between a woman's legs. How appropriate, because this locale had drawn a fair amount of attention in my long life. I don't regret waiting on illusions, because that seems the fairness of living. In fact, I spent a month trying to figure out whether I should call this novella The Ancient Minstrel.